Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jen.
I'm Allie.
Welcome to Two Girls, One Podcast. Thank you for being here. We know it's a strange time. We're used to being isolated and podcasting by ourselves, but we assume the rest of you aren't used to being alone. So
I usually leave my house sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you can still leave your house for a walk, right?
I can. But it's amazing how lazy I get when I don't have to leave, right?
Yeah. I know.
Like, everyone's like, oh my God, I'm going to do so much fitness. I'm going to read. I'm going to have all this time. Like, the day just fucking flies by. And I'm like, what happened?
Yeah. The only indication that I should be moving is that my lower back is killing me. But outside of that, I would be so happy just to sit on a couch all day long. How are you doing, Matt?
It's not good here.
Well, you have some children is at home as well. So you're homeschooling, right?
Imagine, you know, like normal things that you do in your life, in your day, like, you know, like, I don't know, put toast in the toaster, use the bathroom, say a sentence.
Yeah.
Now imagine every time you did any of those things, literally any, turn on a light switch, like imagine everything you do in your day, top to bottom, 24 hours a day, you're interrupted while doing it by someone crying.
Hey, that could be my life. Someone could be crying over here. This is a good time to be child-free.
Yeah.
I wanted to say child-free in 33 because it rhymes, but I'm older than that.
Yeah. I mean, I know you love your kids. Have you stopped loving them yet?
Yes, yeah. It's over. We're done.
Yeah, no one's supposed to spend that much time with anyone.
No, truly.
I'm kidding. Like, we are very fortunate, and we all, my wife and I, have jobs that are always from home, and we have a wonderful school district that is providing. Here's what it is. It's a combination of having a young child. One of our children is very young and needs constant attention, combined with the fact that, like, you know, they would be at school and the teachers are wonderful, but they're sending the schoolwork home that we now have to administer while doing our full-time jobs, while caring for a young child. It's like, it's too much at once. And that is frustrating. But at the same time, we are very grateful that our lives are flexible and we have jobs for now. Like, if, you know, gratitude.
Ugh, children, they're so needy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I heard from a friend of a friend that, like, her schedule with her wife and their kids was to wake up at 2 a.m. and start the day then. She would do her own work from 2 to 9.
Oh.
She'd watch the kid from 9 to 3 and then, yeah, and then go back to her own work in the evening. So,
and then
but she was getting like 4 hours of sleep.
That's the thing. I was like, where's the sleep?
Just, I mean, we never expected to be in this situation too. So every day, I'm sure all of you are figuring all this out on the fly. It's weird and it's scary, but then there's just like the everyday little shit that you're dealing with in your home that you're like, I didn't know what this would be like. Like, Adam and I we left New York City, stay in a more isolated place. And, we didn't think we'd be like living together yet. And now we get that experience. And, you know,
how's it going?
I'm weirdly thankful that we're getting this time to be together, because we're learning a lot about each other. And mm-hmm. I'm learning that we're both very meticulous in our living spaces, but in different ways. So there's been a lot of like organizing something and then it gets reorganized and reorganized again. But actually, I think that's a good thing. Better than us being sloppy. So I'm just learning little things like that. Mostly it's okay. Great. Yeah.
Good.
I'm loving his style. I like his hairband situation.
Adam style. Yeah.
Yeah.
Allie, I'm loving your quarantine style.
Yeah. I've been wearing the same onesie every day.
Yeah. It's pink. And it looks like a sweatsuit. It's a onesie sweatsuit.
It is a pink full body fucking sweatsuit from Target. It was $30. I bought it pre-quarantine and thank fucking God that I did.
It's like you knew.
I'm sorry, one piece?
Yeah.
Or just top imagine, and bottom matching?
Imagine sweatshirt material.
Yes.
All over your body. It is a one piece shirt, sweatshirt, right into sweatpants. No break.
Oh, it's...
It's the dream? Is that what you were going to say?
I mean, like, how, that's people sell that
I'm
and wear that in real life?
The
like, what?
Dream.
All right.
I was wearing it before this, but now I have an excuse to wear it every day. I want everyone to know that I wash it every fourth to fifth day.
Okay. What's the bathroom situation?
I have to get completely naked. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I haven't worn a bra since quarantine started. So when I'm saying completely naked, I mean I get naked.
Yeah. Wow.
It's been great.
Guys, I'm finding that I'm cooking more than I ever have before. I'm sure you are too,
you
just
like
by necessity,
cooking.
Right? Well, I
I'm
do,
not
but like
cooking at all because my roommate is a fantastic cook. And
oh my God, you're so lucky.
I'm eating the best I've ever eaten. And excellent. She has a little menu on the fridge and we're having curries, we're having roasted chicken. And at the end of the meal, I go to the menu on the fridge and I give it 5 stars.
Well,
that's what I
let
do.
Let me tell you about our dinner last night. We had some frozen waffle fries.
Sick.
Heated them up, got them nice and crispy. We melted some cheese on those guys.
Ooh.
Threw some sour cream on there.
Yeah, girl.
and finished off a bottle of wine. Honestly, like
bacon bits.
I thought you were gonna add like we had the fries and for the main course. No, just like
no. It was just
frozen
fries and
waffle
wine.
Fries. Great.
You guys are living your best lives.
We've been balancing healthier stuff and just really not good for you stuff, but. Yeah, I would say I enjoy the cooking, but like there's just like not enough time in the day to do all these things. You want to work? You can't make lunch for yourself. So I don't know. Yeah.
Well, the problem is work is a little nuts right now.
Yeah, well, yeah. Where, what's going on? Without sharing, you know, the nitty gritty personal details that you don't want to share. Like what's up with the company and the workshops?
Well,
how you doing?
Well, let me
we
just
have a
say.
Small women-owned business. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right.
What?
I was just going to do a shameless plug. Were you going to do it? Go for it.
Do it.
If you still have a job, and your company needs help communicating, adapting to a remote workforce, I want you to know that Jen and I are able to keep it clean and we've developed a lot of programming for you.
That's right. We can lead it over webinars. So we have shifted from in-person interactive trainings to exclusively web-based training content. Which we had been doing a little bit of before, but now we are embracing it and trying to make it as interactive as possible over Zoom. So that's what's happening here. And we're, you know, like so many people applying for loans and grants and just trying to make things happen for ourselves. You know, we have to think mostly about how to get through the next few months. So
it's super professional and super corporate. You guys have helped a lot of like legit awesome companies. I have a clip of one of your workshops here.
Oh,
I
no.
can play it for you
is
right
it,
now.
Is it Trader Joe's? Blowing on it, then shoving it back in.
I just think it's awesome.
Wow.
And also, we can have pet rats and train them to do cool tricks.
That is the quality content where we'll bring
that
your company.
That sounds like a great quarantine activity to train the rats.
If your HR department needs some help, just call in Allie and Jen. They'll do stuff like this.
Taking a huge poop. Okay. You're ruining our business. Check out goldjamcreative.com. It's our other lives. But in this life, we're still podcasting. And I did a stand-up set in a virtual club, and it was fun and interesting. And it was really weird doing stand-up alone in my room to my webcam. Yeah.
Was it more or less pressure to not have faces and laughs?
It was just weird. Like, I just decided to just like plow through it and focus and not like be distracted by how weird it was. I don't know. I made $126 in tips.
Yeah, girl.
Nice.
It's kind of cool because you can Venmo the performers. So I don't know. I'm hoping to maybe do more of those. Also, I have a big project on the horizon. Big project.
Oh, I know what it's about dating, isn't it?
I wish I had a drum roll queued up here. Hold on. Let me get something.
Fucking cue it up, Matt.
How about this? All right. Say, big project.
Big project coming up. Big project. Perfect. So.
Yeah.
It's the best I got.
Daylight, come on, me wanna go home. My project is I'll be reenacting Beetlejuice from my room. No, actually, what's going to happen is, as I think longtime listeners know, I have a tumultuous relationship with men and also dating apps. And I quit all the apps in January because I was like, fuck this. I'm so tired of like getting dressed up, commuting, hanging out with some dude for like an hour or more, and then never seeing him again, and then leaving and thinking, oh man, I could have been doing anything else. But now there isn't anything else to do. And you don't have to go on the date. They are now video chats. So I decided I'm going to live stream my Quarren dates, if you will, on Twitch. I just started a Twitch channel. Please go follow it, subscribe, like it, whatever you do on Twitch. I don't know how Twitch works yet. I'm at Allie Gold, and this social experiment is called Unstable Connections. Jen Jamula is going to make my dating profile because I cannot fucking bear to do that part. Then I'm going to start swiping. Yes, I am going to ask for consent. And then I'm going to start streaming my dates on Twitch. Please stay tuned.
Okay, Allie.
I can't wait.
Yes.
I have a question. In creating your dating profile, are you interested in us? So I'm creating it with Adam. Allie already knows that. But are you interested in us really trying to portray you in a way that would get you the perfect kind of guy that you want? Or are you looking to meet a lot of people?
I have no idea.
She's basically saying topless or not topless.
Yeah, like cast the wide net. Exactly. Yeah. Because, okay, here's the thing. In making your profile very much like wanted to make it in your voice. I had lots of like funny stories and examples and things. Ooh. And then Adam was like, Jen, guys don't want to see that. And like he went on and on about like how we need to keep it relatable with like a lot of conversation starters. And he was like, this is what I would respond to. So we're a little bit in conflict about that. So should I make it very you, or should we keep it like a little bit more open and bring a little bit of ourselves to it? What do you think?
Okay, here's the thing. I fucking love that you and Adam are doing this. I love that you're both taking it seriously. I love that Adam is weighing in with the man's perspective, and I don't know the answer. Matt Silverman, tiebreaker, what do you think? Is there a happy medium?
No, I'm going to re-ask the same question that Jen is asking in a slightly different way.
Ugh.
What is the goal of the web series? Meaning, I think you should try to get as many willing participants as possible to make the Twitch show really fun and awesome. But if your actual true goal is to like meet the one, then you know that's incompatible with this.
I've given
this crazy
up on that.
Okay, so then let's. All right, so here's your profile. It's like, hey, I just like having fun. I'm so bubbly and cute. That's what guys want.
So annoying.
No, you reel them in with that, and you say, "I'm so cool and cute," and it just like,
no. They need
time.
To know that I'm at least a little weird, so they're not totally blindsided when I say, "Cool, cool, cool." Would love to set up a video date on Twitch.
Exactly, I agree with that. I think we should start with something inviting and relatable, and then the next line is a little like strange. What if you include the
I'm gonna like let's live stream the date together publicly, like
I don't
you
know
think that'd be
that,
too scary.
Yeah, I think I gotta reel him. I gotta hook him, hook him, and reel him.
I gotta reel him in a little bit.
Okay.
But also, listeners, the idea if you watch my dates is that you can tell us what we should do on our date. Should we get high? Should we build forts in our respective bedrooms? You can chat in with questions we should ask each other. And if my mother can figure out Twitch, she can pop on in.
Ooh. I just fucking love everything about this. You're going to include the datee, the gentleman's video stream in the, like, are you like really hooking this up where that person's going to join and be seen? It's not like you're on your phone FaceTiming and you're going to show
the guy
the,
will be seen. He will be,
yes.
I got to figure it out technically, heard. But he will love be seen it. And heard. His friends can also participate. I was also thinking that I should have every date choose a charity, and every episode, if you want to send money, it'll go to the date's charity choice.
That's, I'm so all about this. Have you, did you say the link, the URL for this?
It's twitch.tv/AllieGold, I think.
Correct. That is correct. Am I your first follower? I didn't subscribe because,
you little bitch.
I don't want to pay you for this. I got to see the content first, but I did follow, which means when you go live, I will get an alert and then I will tune in from whatever diaper change I'm probably doing at the time when you go live.
If you subscribe, I get money.
Depends how you have it set up. But yes, if you have an Amazon Prime account or you pay for subscriptions, then you can subscribe. It's I find Twitch's lingo to be a little confusing because subscribing has long been just the way to follow channels on YouTube and such. But when I started getting into it, it's just like, oh, following means I'm going to follow the channel and get notified when there's live. But subscribe means I am actually contributing my sort of limited monthly donations to my favorite streamers that subscribing, and then you get perks of like, oh, I can use the special subscriber emoji in chat and be part of the community and such. That's a whole layer of stuff that you can think about later.
I'm planning to just figure it out as I go.
So tune in, everyone.
Tune in. I think it's time for our guest today.
So, I got something better. I have some questions from our Discord server, not for our guest today. We have no guest.
We have breaking news. So here you
are. Who are they for?
We reeled
you
in
you.
As though there was going to be a guest, listeners. There's not a guest today. This is your Pandemic Panic episode. Where we just talk
join
to
our Discord
ourselves.
Server. Our Discord is popping, baby. Today's episode is just, we're just hanging out with you, and we just want to let you know that we're thinking about you, the listeners. And we wanted to hear from you and ask Allie and Jen some questions here. And so we're just shooting the shit. I have a question just really connected right to Allie's next experiment. This is from Stargazer4272. They ask, what is the strangest / best or worst date that you've ever had? And I know, Jen, you've been in a relationship for a while, but are there any fun stories that you've not told yet on the show?
I have a clear winner, but I'll let Jen go first.
Oh my gosh. Can you please go first? Cause guys, I had an online therapy session that was starting in 10 minutes and I need to push it back. So Ali, you tell your story and then I'll be back.
Great.
I want you to know that I also had an online therapy session and I downloaded Snapchat's like integration with Zoom. And I asked my therapist if I could do my session as a potato and he said yes. And a great time was had by all.
I would subscribe to that channel too. Yeah,
I took some video and I asked him if I could put it on my Instagram, and he said he's never had a request like this before, so he needs to get back to me.
I mean, you know, it's your choice to break that confidentiality, so I
don't want to get him in trouble. So so he's gonna let me know, but it was great fun. Okay, so my best date story, but stop me if I've already told it on the podcast, is I met this guy online and it turned out we both went to Yale and we had like 36 mutual friends. So I figured this was going to be great. You know, it wasn't like an online date. It felt like maybe someone set us up. You know what I mean? So we arrive at the bar at the same time. So we run into each other outside of the bar and he's on the phone and it's like clear that's a pretty serious call, but he's doing that thing like just 1 second. And I'm like, okay, don't worry about it. He gets off the phone and I said, is everything okay? And he said, and I quote, I know this is a lot to drop on a first date, but 4 months ago I had sex with this girl and she's pregnant and I've been trying to convince her to have an abortion, but today I found out she's keeping the baby.
I can't believe that.
I have some stand up about it. That was not the set, but I have some and I, it's I kind of want to release it.
And then?
It.
So then you're like,
my God,
great.
It was incredible. So my immediate response to him was, so this is not a date, but let's go for a walk around the block. And then I asked him everything. And because at first, like, my heart kind of went out to him, like, maybe this is a nice guy who was blindsided. No, absolutely not. He is like a sexist douchebag. He was like, oh, of all the girls I've had sex with, I wouldn't want it to be her. She's such a mess. Like, oh, he was like a horrible person. And then I said to him, because I was really curious, I was like, so did you bag it up? Because like, I want to know what percentage of unwanted pregnancies did you just not bag it up? And he says to me, what, you've never made a risky decision before? You've never thrown a beer bottle off a roof, even though it might kill a man? And I was like, throwing a beer bottle off a roof has never killed a man. No, I haven't done that because I'm not an asshole. And having sex with a condom is how you make a baby. Except for I only said that in my head because I was stunned. Literally, this is like its own fucking story. Jen knows a lot of it.
Yeah.
It was like incredible. It could be its own episode. It's so good.
But I like that you just literally shut it down of like, okay, this date is over, but now you may tell me the story. Like, is that how?
Yes. And my exact words were, so this is not a date. And you could like see in his eyes also that he was like, his ego was bruised. I was like, in what fucking world is this a date? Like, what kind of sociopath signs on the apps while this is going on, right? Sets up a date. And then like, that's a time where you can cancel the date. Just cancel. Just cancel. And let me wonder what happened to that guy.
Like, Exactly. Sorry.
Oh my God.
It's crazy right now. Yeah.
But like that story was so good that I was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
It's such a good story. I really can't follow up with anything that would top that. So let's just go to the next question.
All right. I met a guy online and now we're in a very stable relationship and living together. It's actually quite great.
It's great.
Cool story, bro.
Cool.
Almost Shirley in our Discord says, you know, asks a really important question, which I think has perplexed most philosophers for ages. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Mm.
You know what? In these times, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You think it's time specific?
I would consider it more of a sandwich if you cut the dog in half and flattened it out.
Oh, okay.
But the roly-poly, no, I don't know.
I just think like in quarantine times, anything's a sandwich.
That's true. Just lots of bread on it.
Like I'm eating dumplings, it's a sandwich. Like whatever.
Frozen tater tots.
Tater tots, it's a sandwich.
A submarine, a hero, a hoagie, like that feels better than a sandwich, but sure, I'll give you that.
Listen, Jen had fries with cheese and sour cream on them for dinner, okay? It's a fucking sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
But define us. So you're throwing the definition of a sandwich, which I think that the root of this question is like, okay, meat that is between two slices of bread equals a sandwich. And you're saying, no, dumplings are a sandwich. Times are crazy. All bets
are
off.
Times are crazy. Wow. If you want to call it a sandwich, that's going to get you through, people. It's a sandwich.
Okay.
I'm on my floor.
You're on your floor? Like you just fell
on
the floor.
I picked up my microphone, rolled over, I'm on my floor. I'm having a great time.
Wow.
Guys, I'm okay right now, but like there have been hours where I've lost my fucking mind. I call my friends, so when they answer, it's like just my eyeball, and I'm like, what you doing?
Yeah.
I was talking to my friend Ian, he was like, I gotta go. I was like, don't leave me. Oh, also I FaceTimed with my mother and I think I'm going to release it on Instagram because it's fantastic. You know when you FaceTime with your parents, you never see their faces. You just see like, I said, Mom, where's Dad? She literally shows me the ceiling fan. I'm like, cool.
It's just a chin. Yeah.
Aww. So good.
Like, have you ever held a phone in your life?
No.
Come on.
What we can say, James?
Nah, not important. It's just making me realize like I don't even call a pita a sandwich. And it's for me, it's something about the shape of it. Like a sandwich needs to be flat. And the fact that there's like a round hot, like that's not a sandwich.
Yeah, but what about the deli bun? That's got some plumpness to it.
What it really is, what really truly makes a sandwich is that all ends of the roll are free.
Of the roll?
They're free?
That's not true. The one end is connected.
Exactly. So it's not a sandwich.
Oh, so you're saying the bun. Okay. Now that is a philosophical point I can get behind.
I'm a philosopher.
I like that.
I'm rolling around on my floor in a sweatsuit.
Quarantine philosopher.
All right. Chad asks, if you were given $1 million to start a company or organization, just instant check, no strings attached, but you got to start something. What is it? What would you do?
It would be something fucking weird and artsy. I'd make my own TV show. You know what I mean? Just like self-produce the whole fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I do something around helping people, cook their own food. That's what I was gonna say.
Jen wants to help people.
Boring.
I know it's boring. It's great.
Who's razzing you?
Yeah,
I'm talking too much. I'm gonna sit this next one out.
No, it's okay. $1 million is a lot of money, though. Like, I feel like we should try to make some sort of positive impact with that, but also like not quite enough to make a real. So yeah, I don't know if I should be selfish and be like, I'd start a. I don't know if I should do something weird and artsy or something that would help people. I don't know.
Well, why don't we split it? Right?
Why not both?
Yeah, 500,000 goes to COVID relief. And then the other $500,000, you know, just fuck around, make some things.
I'd love to fuck around with $500,000. That sounds great. Yeah.
But would your creativity, I think the root of a lot of our creativity is like, oh, you know, we're just trying our best with what we got and making it work and working hard at it. And then when you get a bunch of money, you tend to get lazy not that you cut corners, you think that, oh, I'm going to make the production values and I'm going to hire a bunch of people. And that's where companies and creatives get screwed up. The result is shittier.
To what you're saying, but I also spend so much time thinking about money, worrying about money, trying to make more money. And if that was freed up, I would do some weird creative shit. I think I work well with confines, but like creative confines, not financial confines.
Well, I've always seen things and studies where it's like, there's usually a threshold of money. This relates to income too, of like, if you make about 60 grand, you've got your bills paid, you've got your living expenses covered, you're financially secure. And if any money you make above that, people are like, I'm not any happier than when I was making like 60K. And I think that relates to creativity too, of like, if your basic shit is covered, you don't have to worry about like, will this fucking camera turn on? Then once you got that covered, you know, you're probably, you know, you can let that creativity ride within those constraints. But if you dump like $10 million, then it's going to be stupid, you know?
Then it's just cocaine and strippers.
Exactly.
Just kidding. Exactly. Socially distance.
Yeah.
Another question from Almost Surely. Who or what is your personal 2G1P white whale to interview? And if you're not familiar with that reference, that's, Captain Ahab from the American novel Moby Dick was very obsessed with capturing and killing the white whale, Moby Dick.
So who do I want to capture and kill?
Yes. Who do you want to throw a harpoon into and murder?
And murder, well, in a very like positive way, like murder them. I would say any unboxers. We've been trying to get unboxers on here for a while. And they want to remain anonymous. Yeah, we get it. But also they're wildly popular. Like, please come on our show.
My white whale, Findom and female maskers. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love your white whales. And I'm, you know, it's interesting because something that I try to stress when we approach a guest is like, people tell us all the time that they appreciate how respectful we are of the community. So a lot of the communities you mentioned are probably very closed or anxious about the outside world sort of getting in or ridiculing. And I bet, and we've been told this, other shows and media outlets will approach a community and they'll be like, yeah, we'd love to be featured. And then it ends up being like, they're making fun of them or like saying, look how weird these people are. And we obviously never do that. And it takes some convincing sometimes, as you guys know.
Oh, Vore. Another.
Vore. Yeah. Yeah, it does take some convincing. But you know what? I think we're just patting ourselves on the back. We have a great podcast. We do a great job.
Today's guest is going to be great.
Can't wait. This is interesting. Also from Chad, what are your views on having kids? And I feel like we've touched on this here and there, but I don't know. Allie, are you firm on the whole child-free for life, or would a different relationship or meeting a certain type of person, do you ever feel you'd change on that?
Well, people say when you meet the right person, then you want them. So I am scared that I finally meet the right person and then it's too late.
It's never too late.
I mean, it could adopt, yeah. But I don't like, I've never like daydreamed about kids ever. And I think if I, like, I know I have so many friends, like they've always wanted kids. Mm-hmm. And let's get real. We're in our mid, arguably late 30s. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of friends freezing their eggs and I'm not doing that, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. I just don't. No, I think you should freeze your eggs if you like. You've always wanted kids, and you know you want them.
And well, that's a huge expense too. Like that's a lot of investment too, right? Yeah.
It's so expensive. It's $10,000. I fucking wanna be a man every day. I think I'd like to be a dad when I grow up. That'd be cool.
You have said that. I love that.
I love that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we'll see. But you know, I don't think I'll be upset if I don't have them. Jams. Mm-hmm. Jams is gonna have them.
Well, I'm curious if the question is like generally, what do we think? Or like for ourselves, I assume he's asking like for us personally.
Yeah, maybe both. Maybe both. I think there are two answers there. I'd love to hear both.
Well, generally, I think I'm pretty sure most people are in agreement that like not enough people really think through the choice on a lot of levels. Like I think a lot of people don't think through like financially what will happen once you have children and truly like how much it does change your life. Not that I know that yet. So I feel like I'm lucky in that I had a whole life as an artist and it like wasn't on my radar to like just have a child because that didn't feel like it would be conducive with the life I was kind of leading for a time. But I started to take the thought about it more seriously a few years ago and I met somebody who's also interested in it. And now I feel like I'm like happy I'm at the age I am and thinking about it seriously now. Hopefully.
I'm sorry, who is that? Who is that person?
He was in the adult baby episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That DC familiar. Baby.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just happy I'm at the age I'm at and taking it seriously now versus like, I don't know. Before I wasn't in the right mindset for it. So I'm into it.
I feel like your timing is good. Like your life timing is lining up.
Life timing
up
is great.
Bit.
Yeah.
Do you call him DC baby or, you know?
Sometimes. I can't tell you when. Just kidding.
Great.
Cool.
How about you, Matt? You gonna have kids?
Thinking about it.
Cool.
I don't know if it's for me.
Yeah.
I feel like when I'm like 50 or 60, I just want a fully grown adult child. But I told my aunts that and they said, so you want a boyfriend?
What? That's not the same thing.
You know what I mean? Like when I'm 50, I get a 25-year-old.
But that is true that like I wish life were longer because I'd be like, if we knew we were going to live to like 150, I would totally wait another like 25 years to have children.
It's a really interesting.
So like, Jen wants grandkids.
But we're on the cusp of that. Will we, all us at our age, see 150? I mean, I don't know, maybe, but like, I think our kids almost certainly will, you know, assuming that society doesn't crumble around us and we live in a total of dystopia, you know, like, I don't know.
The way things are going.
But like, I mean, that has already happened in human civilization or human history, meaning like you're dead when you were 30, if you're lucky, if you were like in the Middle Ages or the Stone Ages. So like, you know, you're 16, crank those kids out, you're done, go next generation. But now you can wait it really as long as you want, thanks to technology. Like, so that's a cool generational thing that has already happened. I'm interested in that.
Yeah. Oh, does anyone else feel like this got sad?
It's a weird time. It's a very strange time. And we hope that this is still bringing all of you some levity.
We hope everyone's staying safe.
Absolutely.
Shout
we always
out
want
to,
hear.
To the front lines.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Indeed. We always want to hear from you. Matt already mentioned the Discord. If you have never popped in there, now would be a great time. Discord.gg/2g1p. But also any way you can keep in touch with us, we would love to hear from you, especially now. So you can tweet at us as always. I'm at June Bugger.
I'm at Allie Gold.
You can email us at 2g1podcast@gmail.com. You can also text us or leave us a voicemail. And that is, either of those options are so exciting. That phone number is
347-871-6548. That number again, 347-871-6LIT.
And we mentioned the Discord, but I'll just say one more time, discord.gg/2g1p. And Ellie, if they would like to contribute in this extra time that we have to our podcast, how do they do it?
If you still have a job, please consider leaving a contribution with patreon.com/2g1p. It's a tough time for artists. All my gigs have disappeared. Ooh.
I have bills to pay.
I do. Wait, that was great. That was great. Yeah, but also if you're looking to donate, you know, front lines first and then, you know. Mm-hmm. Throw us a dollar.
Yeah, have a safe and healthy week, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
The Podglomerate. A sonic universe.
And we can have pet rats and train them to do cool tricks.